These three, among so many others, have encouraged me, made introductions, and taught me by example. Their wisdom helped me avoid mistakes and clean up the ones I wasn't smart enough to avoid. In turn, I have tried to mentor others, including friends of friends, and as I get older, children of friends. I get so much joy out of watching the career of Emily White, who started working with me right out of college and now runs mobile partnerships for Facebook. When I first met Brian Schreier, he had never worked in a tech company or traveled abroad, but he displayed unusually strong leadership and analytical skills. I hired him to help build Google's global operations, and he exceeded every expectation. Years later, when he wanted to pursue a new career as an investor, I introduced him to his current partners at Sequoia Capital. He is now a highly successful early-stage venture capitalist, and I can see the impact he has on the companies he advises. I am fortunate to have Emily and Brian and so many other talented people in my life. Studies show that mentors select protégés based on performance and potential. Intuitively, people invest in those who stand out for their talent or who can really benefit from help. Mentors continue to invest when mentees use their time well and are truly open to feedback. It may turn into a friendship, but the foundation is a professional relationship.